Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. This is a preview of this week's bonus episode, a conversation with David Peskovitz, recorded for my WFMU show, Media Squat, back in 2009. Team Human patrons can hear the whole thing on Patreon or by subscribing to the Team Human team feed. David Peskovitz is a writer, thinker, and futurist, one of the original editors of Boing Boing and Wired, and at the time of this recording, a research director at the Institute for the Future. He's one of my best friends in the world, and I hope some of that shines through.
Millennia ago, you know, couples in Egypt and everywhere else prayed to fertility gods to you know, that hopefully they'd end up with a child, in the middle of the 19th century, right, Gregor Mendel was crossbreeding pea plants to control the characteristics of their offspring, right? That was sort of, you know, prototypical, you know, genetic engineering broadly defined. And those things are actually in a way the same. People are using the tools of their time to program their world to put in place levers of control to achieve desirable outcomes, right? And so what I think right now is that we're looking at Institute for the Future are sort of new capabilities for programming our world from the micro to the macro scale, you know, from our minds and our bodies all the way to our cities and our entire ecosystems, right? So synthetic biology gets at that. If genetics is a genetic engineering is a language of code, you know, you're programming organisms to do things that they wouldn't normally do in nature, right?
And of course, you're doing that as part of nature anyway. So
exactly, there is no, of course, because there is no. I mean, this idea of going back to nature, of course, is ridiculous, right? But if you're, you know, another example being, you know, various drugs that people are developing that you know, mind drugs and neurodrugs. The more we learn about the brain, the more we can image the brain, the more data we can collect to understand things, then hopefully the more targeted, new mind drugs might be to be able to reprogram your brain in some way. With all this talk of geoengineering, right? Altering the planet, you know, doing planetary scale engineering in order to try to prevent some, you know, a major climate change based, you know, catastrophe, is really sort of reprogramming the environment. And so we're looking at, you know, all of that, looking at how the world and how the universe can be viewed through a, you know, computational lens. I mean, there's a number of physicists and mathematicians who are saying that, you know, more fundamental even than matter and energy is information. They're saying that it's not that the universe is like a computer, but rather it is a computer, right?
Right, or a computer is like the universe.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Or there's mathematicians who are arguing that, you know, that it's more probable than not that we're living in a simulation. I mean, that's even, you know, more extreme. I mean, I like this idea that Jacques Vallée, who was a past president here at IFTF, was saying that we're living inside a control system, not necessarily that there's some, you know, higher power of some kind controlling us, but that the universe is a control system. But other people think that we're actually in some advanced civilization's, you know, you know, World of Warcraft simulation.
Right,
this
right.
isn't
but,
real.
I like what you said, control, that we're not even the experiment, that we're the control
exactly.
group in someone else's experiment.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, who knows? I mean, that's, you know, it's very difficult to prove that. I mean, you know, what you start to think of there is when there's sort of weird, paranormal, anomalous, you know, phenomenon happening, that it's sort of like a glitch in the system, right?
The Matrix thing, yeah.
And that's your sneak peek of this conversation. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Pekar, Terrence McKenna, Joanna Harcourt Smith, Timothy Leary, Paul Krasner, and even one with Senator Joe Biden, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to this bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our new Team Human Spatial Audio Lounge. See you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.